now. Let's find out what's making news in the UK. Thanks to Click Energy, switch today for 18% off your electricity bill.
Ender Brady from Sky News in the UK. Ender, we woke up this morning to the German team soccer bus being bombed over there. What can you tell us?
Well, the very latest, Ben, coming out of Germany this morning via their police is that they found a letter in a hedge near where the devices exploded, and the letter mentions the Berlin attack at Christmas, the guy who drove a truck through the Christmas market. They are linking it now to Islamist terror. That is the very latest. I think we could have predicted that, those of us who have covered these stories over the past couple of years in Europe. Borussia Dortmund were on their way to the stadium, Champions League quarter-final. The whole of Europe, the whole of the world would have been watching that soccer match last night. Mm. Dortmund against Monaco from the French League. Three devices went off just as the bus left the team hotel. They were 10 kilometres away from the stadium. Only one injury. Their Spanish defender, Marc Bartra, he is in hospital right now. He has had surgery on his wrist. Apparently, there was some cuts and a broken bone in his wrist. We'll get an update on him later on today. Huge investigation underway. And I have to say, one beautiful thing to come out of all of this, people started tweeting hashtag bed for away fans, because obviously the game is being replayed tonight, 24 hours later, and a lot of those French fans, the Monaco fans, would have been heading back straight away after the final whistle. The German fans opened their homes, and the Monaco fans were welcomed in. They were given dinner, drinks, and stayed with people. It was beautiful.
Wow. Out of something like that, we show there's a little bit of humanity left, but they're starting to targeting sporting teams. That could change the way sporting teams around the world have a look at their security. Now, mate, on a lighter note or a brighter note, perhaps, I've seen this vision throughout the day on the TV. The Queen and Prince Philip visit a zoo and feed the
elephants. This is a wonderful story. God bless Philip. He just makes me smile whenever I see him, really, because the question came while they were feeding the elephants, what's this little one called? And guess what? Of all the names they could have chosen for the baby elephant that they've just had at Whipsnade Zoo outside London, yes, Elizabeth. So much laughter.
Oh, no. Lizzie the elephant. Oh, dear.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful.
Great stuff. Ender, thank you, mate. Ender Brady, Sky News. We'll chat again tomorrow.